You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Bart and Hahn Podcast.
It is Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. That makes us Bart and Hahn.
No doubt.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Bart Scott, I want to tell you one thing as we begin here on F It Friday. I want to tell you is like something that you and I have been looking forward to for a very, 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 very long time. This would be, so far, it could be, but more than likely is, the last time you and I do a show not in the same studio.
What? Raise the roof. We get a
home. People need to know.
We finally get a house.
We have a home. It is under construction. It should be ready for Monday, I'm told. I have seen it. I have toured it. We have delivered some gear that we're going to have in it. It obviously puts our spin on it. But, I mean, when you see us on Plus, which, of course, you should watch us on ESPN Plus. It's a great thing, ESPNplus.com, if you want to sign up. But also listening everywhere you can. But it's going to feel different because we're actually going to be in the same damn room instead of sharing FaceTime, which while I'm looking at our camera, I'm also looking at you over here.
Exactly.
And now I'll get to just look at both, see your pretty face in studio like I got to do while we did KJZ together.
Only bad part is I don't know if ESPN is going to allow me in Seaport to wear my jock strap, and that's all I wear. So you never realize this. When I'm doing the show, all I have on is a jock strap. I like to air it out.
Don't stand up.
I like to air it out, man.
You like to air it out, do you?
Okay. It's like freedom. This is how I imagine how Roddy Roddy Piper feels in his kilt. The breeze and everything. It's all good.
You want to go kilt? We can do kilt.
Yeah, let's go kilt.
I can rock a kilt. I'm all set. You want to do that one day?
We do a kilt.
Matching kilts?
We do a kilt, and then they have to make us a matching T-shirt of the Bart and Hahn with our avatars on the front to match.
I like that. Yeah. Oh, we got a special surprise for those watching on Plus when you get into our studio, because we'll do like a little tour. Like, I'm excited about this. This is like buying a new home. Like, I'm so fired up for this. Like, every day, JC, who's at Seaport, every day I'm like, can I see it? Can I go in? Yeah. It's like when you're having a house built. You're
it's
all
like
fired
the reveal,
up.
Like, the big reveal on DIY.
That's what it feels like. So I'm excited for it for Monday. And, of course, on Monday, if they're like, it's not ready yet, I'll be really disappointed. But anyways, I just felt like it was cool to just start out that way, let the people know who's been staying with us for well over a year now that we've done the show together. Yeah. Since the pandemic began, you and I have spent such little time in the same studio together, but our show now gets to take it to the next level, and I'm looking forward to that. But let's get into straight talk.
Who else is excited? Who else is excited?
There's a lot of things that are exciting going on.
I'm looking at our flow chart. Who else is excited? I'm looking at who's excited.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you see the flow chart. You like the flow chart? Let's get to calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because this topic is something that we need to have your input on, because this is a really interesting story now, or another tentacle to the story that involves the NFL draft. As we get to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So, Bart, I want you to listen to Steve Young, who, as you know, went to BYU, a superstar at BYU, and certainly played for the 49ers as well to great success. So in San Francisco on KNBR, he talked about Zach Wilson, the quarterback out of BYU that now has everybody, remember he had the throw of the pro day season, as you know, and has everybody excited about him being the number two, the second quarterback taken in the draft, the second pick in the draft, going to the New York Jets. The 49ers, as you know, made the aggressive trade to move up to number three. Here's Steve Young talking about the Jets' interest in Zach Wilson and Zach Wilson's interest elsewhere.
There's no question in my mind that if they can figure out how to get Zach, that's their number one first choice. I just don't know how they get it done. The Jets have committed to Zach and recruited the family. I mean, I don't know how that gets undone, but, look, a lot can happen. I think Zach would love it. The family would love it. Nothing would make anyone happier. I think the 49ers, that's their unstated first choice. So that would be wonderful.
Zach would love it. The family would love it.
Right.
Meaning 49ers. But he does also say the Jets are already recruiting the family. As we know in all relationships, you know it's serious when you meet the dad. Like, that's when you know, right? Like you're about to put a ring on it. When you meet the parents, when you meet the dad, that means this thing's going now. This thing's going somewhere. So, Bart, there's a lot of layers to this. Yeah, let's begin with the parents would love it. The kid would love it.
Who would?
And the 49ers would love it if the Jets would just do us a favor. Pass on the kid. Let him come to Frisco. Let him go. Yeah. Let him go where he wants to go. Do you really think that's going to happen? Like, what is Steve Young trying to tell us here about the 49ers' interest and the kid and the family's interest in them?
Steve Young is trying to project, right? Steve Young understands that he recruited him. He recruited him to his alma mater slash his granddaddy's college, right?
Great granddaddy.
Yeah, close enough, right? So he loves him, right? So now, of course, tell me this. Mm-hmm. Outside of Mahomes, outside of maybe Lamar Jackson, outside of Josh Allen, outside of maybe Dak Prescott, who in the hell wouldn't want to go to San Francisco? They're in their moment right now. They're a team that is ready to win a Super Bowl, that went to the Super Bowl two seasons ago with Jimmy G, that was still a decent team with all the injuries that they had last year. So, I mean, listen, I would like to win the Powerball too, but it ain't going to happen, right? It ain't going to happen, right? So, like, Zach Wilson could get out of here. This ain't no Peyton Manning. This ain't no Eli Manning. This ain't no John Elway. You ain't going to be able to manipulate the way you're going to go and how you're going to get there. You got to deal with what you dealt with. And listen, the fact that he's saying that they're courting the family, though, kind of makes me a little bit nervous, because it means that to me that they're having conversations. Now, maybe the Jets are players, right? Maybe they're not just trying to have a monogamous relationship. Maybe they out there, they flirting with Zach Wilson, then they calling Sewell and flirting with him. Then they flirting with maybe dropping down a little bit. They still talking to Sam Darnold. They're a player, like Big Pun. They're a player right now. You know what I'm saying?
Be a player no more.
Exactly. So don't become just a single person, right? I think the Jets should be keeping all their options open. They should be sitting back and saying, okay, if a Herschel Walker deal comes to me, and listen, San Francisco almost gave up a Herschel Walker type of compensation to move up to three, which scares me a little bit, because that means that maybe they didn't even think the Jets were going to even entertain the offer. I'm assuming that maybe they were so early in the process that they wanted to wait till all the pro days to go through so they can talk to the kid and see the kid live. But maybe they weren't as impressed as everybody else was with the ooh and the ah. Like, because last I checked, they had the ooh and the ah with Trey Lance. It's always some plant there, right? We've always been there, and we've done our school concert. We always got that ignorant, inappropriate family that got the one, that's my boy right there, that just kind of reaches out. So that's what I think. Whoever that said that for Zach Wilson was probably one. He's the same guy that said, get in the hole. He's one of those guys. He's a plant. It puts the right spin and the right energy on the throw. Was the throw good? Yes. Was it the greatest I've ever seen? No. Have they practiced that same throw 1,000 times, and the fact that he hit it, is it probably was a 95% chance? Yes. So come on, man. Don't miss me with all the, this was the greatest pro day, this was the greatest throw of the pro day. He should stop right there. Because when I put on the film and I look at the competition and the jerseys, on the names on the front of the jerseys, I don't recognize who the hell they are. Hell, he would have did better if he'd have went against Southern Illinois. And that's saying a lot.
That is saying a lot, especially coming from you. But still, and again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, at Barton Hahn on Twitter and Instagram to be part of the conversation in regards to this. Because I've tried to look, there's a lot of smoke screens going on right here, but that pick at number two is interesting. And why, though, with Steve Young? First of all, I don't think it's certainly not making it up. But if you know the Jets are picking two.
Yeah.
So the whole idea of the family would love to go to San Francisco, like, why put that out there? Like, what benefit is that if you have the family? Because if you know for sure the kid's getting picked at number two,
right?
Why would you put it out there that you'd rather, and that's what it sounded like, rather
because you're going to
be with the 49ers? Because then when you picked, the whole story's going to be, hey, Zach, it sounds like you really didn't want the Jets to pick you.
Exactly. Oh, I'm excited. We love it here.
Yeah, don't
we
give me all that.
Love it. Miss me with that. The first thing we're going to say on Barton. First thing we're going to say on Barton Hahn is, give him the gas face. That's the first thing we're going to say when we see him, if he's going to keep that same energy. And Pops, when we see you in there and your son struggle, we're going to interview you then. How you think the Jets feel Nacho son and stunk it up for a whole game. How about that? We'll talk about, do you prefer, guess what? We prefer to have Sam back if that's the case. So, you know what? It's a lot of disinformation going on right now. Mm-hmm. And listen, this is the whole thing. I told you guys it was a pump fake, the fact that San Francisco reportedly moved up for Matt Jones. I said, hey, listen, that was a fireball offense if you move all the way up there, give up all your future assets for Matt Jones, because he reminds you of damn Matt Ryan. Who the hell want Drew Bledsoe behind the center? That dude can't get out of the way of his own shadow. I'm not trying to fall for that one either. And you talk about having an easy way to play quarterback. How the hell you throwing against to Waddle? You throwing to Devontae Smith? You got Najee Harris. Hell, I could throw to those dudes. That's not an indication of how great of a quarterback you is. Like, I want somebody that struggle. That's why I believe that the best person for the San Francisco 49ers is a guy like Trey Lance, because he adds an added dimension. He has an arm. And if you're supposed to be the quarterback whisperer like you proclaim to be, Kyle Shanahan, then Trey Lance is a guy that you can get caught up to speed, and he's going to give you the best of both worlds. He's taller. He's bigger than Justin Fields. He may not be as fast, but he's a mobile quarterback. So he gives you something that's different from Kirk Cousins. He gives you something that's different from Matty Ice. He gives you a quarterback that you can hold the backside defensive end and a backside linebacker, because he's a legitimate threat to keep it if you play disrespectful. Matt Jones, I'm not even playing for the boot. I react, tie my shoe, get up, and go tackle him when I feel like it. But if I'm going against Trey Lance, I'm holding the backside because he may keep it and embarrass us for 20, 30 yards at a clip.
Let's take some calls here on this. I'm really curious to see what people think. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know what, Bart? If we're talking this, we've got to go to Ira in Staten Island in New York. Ira, how are
you? It's been a minute, man. What's up, Ira? Yeah. First of all, where you been, man? That's the reason our rate is down, man. Allen on the pager then.
I call, but, you know, Colin and Bob with Susan wouldn't put me on when he was splitting shows with you guys. So, you know, what could I do? I gave up.
How
they wouldn't
dare
take the call.
They're
trying to tank our show.
An embargo on Ira from Staten Island? That can't happen.
All right, yep. Well,
we're
going
to have
conversation
about this.
Glad you guys are back, and happy holidays. But, you know, listen, you know, who knows what Steve Young is up to, but when I first read it, my initial reaction was Philip Rivers and Eli Manning. I said, oh, goodness, if the Jets draft Wilson, maybe he's going to demand a trade. He won't sign with them. But you know what? I'm putting Steve Young's stuff on the back burner. Listen, if the Jets are completely sold on Zach Wilson, it's a good thing. And you know what? For Sam, I really hope for the best for him. And I think the situation.
Are you reading his obituary right now, Ira?
He is.
You giving up on him, Ira?
No,
I'm still holding out hope that we can keep Sam Darnold at 23 years old, who's only 2 years older than Zach Wilson. And we know he can handle the tough courses in New York. We know he can handle a rough time. We don't know if this privilege kid with the BYU thinking he's Jim McMahon can handle the smoke.
No, I get what you're saying, but Bart, be honest with me. Wherever he's ranked statistically, okay, and you want to blame him, the coaches, whatever. So if he makes a jump, and I think he can improve and play better, but is he going to go from 32 to approximately middle of the pack quarterbacks in today's NFL? Don't get you to championships. You need top 10 quarterbacks, and I just don't think he has that.
Jimmy G got San Francisco to
Thank
the
you,
Super
Ira.
Bowl. Ira, I would take Sam Darnold and what his potential is. Like I said, I think his ceiling is maybe Matthew Stafford, man. I think this kid is a good quarterback that could potentially be special. We were saying the same things about Baker Mayfield just a year ago. We were trying to get rid of Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, Baker. He can't cut it. Now we love Baker. Baker takes him into Pittsburgh. Oh, they didn't practice. They didn't have any time to prepare. You got people out from COVID. The coach ain't there. And what did they do? They gave Big Ben a spanking. And now everybody loves Baker. Well, what happened for Baker? They protected him. Oh, my God. What happens to a quarterback when they're not picking themselves off the ground every 3 seconds when the inside center and guard isn't getting beat off the snap of the ball? Wow, they actually are pretty damn good. Every quarterback is a mere mortal when they have pressure. Just ask Patrick Mahomes, the baddest man in the game right now, who was throwing off spin mode, crossover, looking like N1 Mixtour going out there, looking like white chocolate out there. And he throwing a ball off his left foot, right foot, spinning around all over the place.
Oh, my God. A Jason Williams reference now, white chocolate. I love it. This is where we're going on Friday. That was Straight Talk, by the way, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We'll keep the calls rolling here, but you mentioned something. First of all, the Baker Mayfield reference was a great one. And in audio files today, you'll hear from his college coach, Lincoln Riley, about what he saw as the difference. And when you hear what Lincoln Riley says, I'm teasing it because we're going to make you wait for it because it's that good. It'll bring you back to where we're what we're seeing right now about Sam Darnold. But as we talk about Sam Darnold and the Jets and this feeling like, all right, well, as you heard, I'm signing up for those around the country who don't know. He is like the diehard Jets fan that he calls into every New York station and talks Jets. If you say Jets, he calls you. He goes to every game, home and away. Like, he's that dedicated of a fan, loves his team. And so when he's ready to move on like that from a player,
it does
make you like think, like, wait a minute, hold on. So the Jets did something, though, that Adam Schefter caught and put out yesterday on social media that at first when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is an April Fool's joke, right? Like, this has got to be an April Fool's joke. But it wasn't. So on the Jets website, as they're promoting now their season tickets for 2021, as we told you, Roger Goodell is expecting full capacity for all his teams, all his stadiums by the season. And if that's the case, the Jets want to sell all the tickets they can. And how do they promote those tickets? They have a new head coach in Robert Saleh, who, as Greeny mentioned earlier this morning, has the look of somebody that you could put up on a billboard and say, right, he's a tough-looking guy, yeah. Looks like Vin Diesel, like he got that.
A fake Cujo. You know what I mean? A fake Boris, fake Jason Taylor, all the little caramel.
I would say fake.
All the little caramel sex symbols out there. All the little ball head right. Caramel sex symbols out there.
Whatever you want to say, he looks the part and he's your new head coach. Like, maybe that's what you'd put there. Or Quinnen Williams, perhaps, if you just wanted to go with one of your players. Mekhi Becton, you could do any of that stuff. But who do they choose? Who's the player they put up on the billboard on the website? Sam Darnold. That caught everybody's attention. Well, hang on a second. He's part of the team. He's part of your future. You're selling tickets for the season. He's there. I did the math, and it made me feel like, all right, so maybe they're not moving on from him. Bart, am I overanalyzing this, or do you know something that we don't?
You could be, because you think about, you know, what Dak Prescott was. Dak Prescott was left out the video, and they were all along trying to give him that money. So I wouldn't put too much into it. But I think that they'll have a redesigned version if Sam Darnold is gone from the team before, say, April 26th. But right now, the early versions may be a collector's item, so you might want to get them now, get Sam Darnold to sign them for you, because he may not be here that long.
So you think, is this just all part of the ruse? Like, if we don't put him on there, it's a bigger story than if we do?
Absolutely.
Because if you put the coach, I don't think anybody's blinking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty good hire. The guy's got a football look to him. That's an easy thing to sell, right? New coach, new era, whatever you want to do. I probably wouldn't have noticed if they went with Robert Saleh. Wouldn't have noticed.
It would have been a non-story. It'd be like, hey, we're excited about our
new
leadership.
But putting Sam is a story. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is. I think within that building that they're split. I think some guys say, hey, man, we got a proven commodity.
So they're waiting for an offer from Carolina. Better. Is that what you think? They're waiting for an offer from Carolina?
I mean, listen, I think that maybe when San Francisco was ready to talk, the Jets just weren't ready to talk. I mean, they've been able to go through the process. They've been able to look at all the young quarterbacks, whether it's Fields, whether it's Trey Lance, whether it's Zach Wilson, and come back and say, do we believe that this person is so much of an upgrade than Sam Darnold? And can we fix Sam Darnold? And what is our options if we keep Sam Darnold for next year and going forward? If we move back off number two, are we passing on potentially a Hall of Fame player to get, you know, and what are we getting in return? What are we getting in return, and what type of players are we getting in return? Because we know one thing. I know everybody say, oh, well, the Jets have plenty of picks. Well, guess what? If I'm a great talent evaluator like Joe Douglas is and like he showed after his first draft, then I value draft picks maybe more than what other people, you know, value them this year. So if I'm Joe Douglas, I'm saying, hey, if I can get some great picks, man, I can get these teams with all kind of five-star recruits, to quote college, right? All kind of great players. So listen, I might want to go ahead and get as many picks, but I just wasn't ready to do it until after I saw the kid up close and personal. And guess what? I don't like his breath.
So on Twitter, at Barton Hahn, Charles says, I believe the Jets are playing this beautifully. All the hype, all the scenarios, then on draft night, boom, John Madden voice. Take a haul from someone that is more desperate and roll with Sam. That's his hot take.
Chicago, right now.
I feel
now.
Weird. I'd sign up for that.
Chicago right now will probably give you their next five drafts, the whole draft. They would pull a Mike Ditka for Ricky Williams. All right, you can have all of this year's draft, all the picks.
Funny you say that.
And you can have all next year's picks.
Funny you say that because Ryan Pace actually suggested that having Andy Dalton and Nick Foles in the quarterback room would be really good for a young quarterback. What's he trying to say there? Now, absolutely. I don't know if they have enough to move up, but a Carolina Panthers.
Oh, they do.
I'm watching you, but, Carolina.
Listen, number eight. I'll drop the 20 if you give me your first, second, third, next year's first, the year after that. I want four ones and Khalil Mack. You give me Khalil Mack, and I'll take my second round pick and my first pick and put it with Chicago and move right back up to 15. The same way that Miami dropped down and moved right the hell back up by giving away a future pick. So don't think that the Jets, if you can get a haul from Chicago, don't worry about the pick. Their pick is 20 because you can go ahead and take their 20 pick and take another first round draft pick and give two twos and move all the way back up to 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, wherever you want to be for whoever's outside of the we don't get a good quarterback and be right stinking there. It is moves to be made. This is checkers. This is chess, not checkers. And the good general managers understand to see moves, five moves ahead. I know we got to go to break.
I need a drink of water anyway. You need to take a breath. You are on fire right now, and I'm loving every minute of it. But that's what's going on right now with this draft, and we're still 4 weeks away. Isn't that incredible? Still 4 weeks away, and yet the intrigue at number two just continues to build. And, of course, all the little signs that we're seeing here are a big part of it. So again, 888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Keep the tweets coming. Get the calls rolled up as well. We are going to take it on the topic, of course, of the draft and what we were just talking about. What you see at number two, is it a smokescreen or not? What the Jets are up to, what they could do. Should they make the pick or should they trade out? I think that's the question. I think the easiest thing to do. What would you do if you were the Jets? But we'll open up the buffet because it's a Friday. We'll talk about just about anything because we have way more to get to on the show, including KD and some comments that he made that I know he now, I don't think regrets, but regrets that they became public. Lots more to get to. Baseball as well. What's happening with the Yankees? Already I had anxiety, and we're 162nd into
Release
the season.
The Kraken!
Yeah, at least that happened. But then nothing else seemed to happen for the Yankees. But you know what? Nothing happened for the Mets because they didn't even play. You had that going on. You had a home run that wasn't a home run, and then a home run that was a slide into second base because it was snowing. Gotta love the beginning of the baseball season. So much to get to. Final Four this weekend as well. Just getting started. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All that coming up after Bart tells you about the Home Depot.
We're all ready for spring. Now's the time to get ready for spring projects with the help from the Home Depot. Install a brand new faucet, lay down fresh new flooring, roll on a bright new coat of paint. Need to figure out square footage or paint coverage? The Home Depot Project Calculator will do the math for you because don't call your boy. Don't phone a friend. I can't help you. Do it all from the app and get delivery right at your door. Download the Home Depot mobile app to get started. Bring on the spring with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Back after this. You better hold on or I'll come find you.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
This is why we doing it? This is what we doing today on Effin' Fridays?
This is what we're doing. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app. Also on your smart speaker.
Can we RIP? RIP to my jockstrap, baby, because I'm coming to a studio near you, Alan.
Yes,
I'll have to bury my jockstrap.
Put some pants on now. I'll be looking forward to that on Monday. That'd be great. Hey, before we continue with the football conversation, a little baseball news for you.
Ooh.
Jeff Passan just tweeted this about 9 minutes ago. Said last night on Baseball Tonight that the Nationals-Mets series was in jeopardy. Mm. And now it's officially being canceled. He said the Mets will start their season Monday in Philadelphia. The Nationals will know when they have a better sense of their COVID outbreak, which now numbers four.
What the hell's going on in Washington, man?
Yeah, four of them now. General Manager Mike Rizzo was saying yesterday in the video conference that that fourth player that they said now is four, likely positive. He said, for the most part, the whole team has been, he said, we put them in lockdown and they're self-quarantining. A little too late.
Yeah.
On that front,
and
right?
That's tough, man. It's tough because I'm worried about the Nationals. I was wanting to see Jacob DeGrom. You heard what they said. He could be the MVP. You're going to rob me and watch
Mets
some
fan,
good.
No Lindor. He just signs the deal.
Yes.
You don't get to see him. No Pete Alonso.
No.
All
what
weekend,
do?
You got to wait. Everybody else is at the party, and they're telling you can't come yet. No,
I'm on the way.
And it's all because somebody's friend did something stupid. And now we've got to wait. You see how it works, kids?
No, you see what happens? That's karma for you, right? What did Pete Alonso say? He's always available. Until today, of course, until today,
fault.
You got
that's
Judge.
That's not his fault.
You got Judge swinging that air, and now we don't have Pete Alonso. We're trying to get the comparison.
Yeah, we're going to discuss that stuff. That's coming up. We'll get to that. I just want to finish our conversation on the football side of things. We got calls we're going to get to as well.
Stay on the straight,
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But in New England, Bart, a very interesting thing was said by Robert Kraft.
Oh, really?
Now, Robert Kraft has talked about Cam Newton, and he mentions Jared Stidham as well. Why'd you laugh? And talked about how they've got to put better weapons around them, give them the opportunity to be great. Mm-hmm. He talked about how important free agency is, and even more important, how the draft is very important. So with all that going on, all the things that he was talking about with his team, and Robert Kraft pretty much saying, I'm spending all this money, we got to get back on track. I know Tom Brady left. I have no regrets for that. But we got to get this show back on the road. So with that in mind, knowing that Cam Newton is probably on short-term deal, that the Jared Stidham thing, as we think, remains a question.
He's Brian Hoyer. He's the guy that's going to always be there, back and forth, holding the clipboard, making sure that the cleats are good, making sure that the starting quarterback is happy, making sure he has his coffee in the morning for whoever's the star.
High-quality H2O.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, with all that in mind, so we had Mike Reese has covered the Patriots for a while for us at ESPN, and we talked to him this morning on KJZ, and I just asked him, just in general, Cam Newton's there. Robert Kraft mentions Jared Stidham, so it sounds like, that's their quarterback situation for now. There is some talk about them potentially drafting a quarterback, right? I think it was Mel Kiper has them getting Mac Jones. Todd McShay has them moving up so they could get Justin Fields at 11. So are they targeting a quarterback in the first round, which they haven't done in over 20 years? But then I said, all right, the Niners moved up clearly to get a quarterback.
Right.
Which means even though they said Jimmy G is here for now, it doesn't mean he's here forever. And would the Patriots then be keeping an eye on this situation for their future? And here's what Reese responded.
Jimmy was their quarterback of the future. When they traded him in 2017, they just thought the future was going to start earlier than it did. Hmm. Tom Brady just outlasted that succession plan. So if they could bring Jimmy back at a reasonable price, from their view, that is something they would entertain. I think the question is, what is a reasonable price? And maybe in the 49ers, 5 months from now, their situation changes and they feel more comfortable with whoever they pick at number three, turning the team over to them, and maybe that price comes down and we look at that situation a little differently.
Jimmy G back in New England, bought him off for it.
Me too. I hope so. Because if that's any indication, the dude would never be freaking available. This dude's Mr. Glass. This dude's always hurt. That's what happened when you're that damn cute. You ain't got no ugly bones. You need ugly bones to stay healthy in the NFL. You got too many cute bones, right? He's out there thinking he's, you know, modeling or some stuff like that. Got the 5 o'clock aftershave, after hour type of thing, looking like some type of Tom Ford model. Good luck with that. Please go back to New England and play in the cold weather. Because if you can't stay, you know, warm out there on the West Coast, the left coast, you damn sure ain't gonna feel be healthy out here. You know, we don't even know what the hell he is, because when he does play, he's okay. He's average. He's not great.
He was one throw away from a Super Bowl.
Yeah, his team was one throw away from the Super Bowl. They said, hey, man, we're going to do everything for you. You know what we need from you? Make one throw. He's like, I got you. I sunk your battleship. He still couldn't make one damn throw. Right? And, oh, please go get Mac Jones, because if you look at him, Kyle Shanahan looked like he was having a damn relapse. Looking at the he was having a relapse. Oh, my God, that's the same throw I just saw. Yo, Emmanuel Sanders out there on his pro day? Is that Devontae Smith? No. Oh, okay. What the hell going on? So, please.
Remember, he overthrew him, which means he has a strong arm.
Oh, so that means Jimmy G has a strong arm, too. Because he overthrew him, too, when it counted the
most. But you know the Patriots love Jimmy G. You know that was the big fight. Bill Belichick did not want to trade him.
It was.
Robert Kraft ordered the code red because he wanted to keep Tom happy. Would they bring him back? Mike Reese left the door open for that, so that's a storyline that won't go away.
I hope they do.
Bart Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, and motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com. Can we sneak a call in?
Tell him to be fast. We'll talk about it.
Dre in Canton, Ohio has been waiting on hold for a bit. Let's take
Canton.
Dre.
What up, Dreezy Dre?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, man?
Kuna Matata. Turn your radio down.
Oh, sorry about that.
No worries.
I think the San Francisco 49ers are going to take Justin Fields at number 3, to be honest. They didn't trade all that draft capital just to go get Mac Jones.
That's exactly what I've been saying.
Nobody
right?
believes it.
That's a fireable offense, because if Mac Jones, listen, I just showed the boys a Sports Illustrated cover, and had Cam Newton, Locker, and had Blaine Gabbert say, take your pick. Only 33% of the quarterbacks on that page
It was a tough choice.
Blaine Gabbert, big. He's like Ben. No, that was Bortles. That was like Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's like alternate universe Ben Roethlisberger.
That was like Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning. Not an easy decision.
Oh. Exactly.
This is how the draft works, man.
42% of the quarterbacks that are signed, that are drafted in the top 10, get a second contract. Let that marinate. So you talking about 5 to 6 to 7 quarterbacks, or let's say 5, 6 quarterbacks selected, 42% of them are going to get a second contract by their same team. So that means that 4, 3 of them are going to be bust. Do you want to be in those 3? Because somebody's going to be there.
A mistake by the lake. It is definitely coming. Coming up, though, Kevin Durant, did he make a mistake on social media? We will discuss after Bart tells you about DraftKings.
Baseball is back, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you on the field with a shot, a free shot, at millions of dollars in total prizes. Just pick 10 players, stand underneath the salary cap, pile up the points for hits, runs, strikeouts, and more. DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code BART to get a shot at your share of millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. That's promo code BART only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. When we come back, your calls, and Alan's going to keep spitting hot fire. I holla.
Dylan.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn.
I don't mess with you. Michael, yeah, the other things I'd rather do.
Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We're brought to you by My Computer Career.
I was trying to be KD. I
don't want you to get yourself in trouble. Man.
Okay, that's true.
Because this isn't in a DM. This is not private.
Oh, that's true.
Now, again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Calls are lining up. We will get to them, we promise. 1 o'clock hour feels like a time that we're just going to let the people talk. It's a Friday, right?
It's an effing
Friday.
And
so I feel like that's a perfect time to do it. So we just get some of the headlines out of the way as we go through them. Again, if you're just joining us, Jeff Passan reporting that the Mets National Series now has been postponed for the entire weekend. That's it. They shut it down. The Mets will play. They'll begin their season Monday against the Philadelphia Phillies. The Nationals have to figure all their issues out. They have reported 4 players now who tested positive for COVID. So they now really have got to get their house in order.
Yeah.
And the GM, Mike Rizzo, said the players have been put in lockdown and self-quarantining. So
you know, Alan, like, this brings up a point, right? This early in the season, if you're the Nationals and you're experiencing this, I'm like, you know what, man? Give me the vaccine, man. I ain't got time. I'm not going to keep doing this all year. I'm not about to be having to self-quarantine for 10 days every time somebody on the team gets one. That's 10 days. Anybody, if they're anything like me, I hate being in the house. It's like being on punishment. I cannot stay in the house for more than 2 days. I got to move around. Here, shoot me an arm, man. Just give it to me.
You're at that point. Well, they can't make the players do it, but I think obviously as it becomes available to players, it'll probably happen.
But that's what I'm saying. If players get it, do they have to self-quarantine if that's the case, right? If they're vaccinated, then when everybody else has to do it, I wonder if they have to do it.
Yeah, there are different protocols that the leagues are putting together. You know, the NBA has done that too for vaccinated players. You don't have to do as much of the quarantining or even the separation, but there still are some things you have to follow. And speaking of the NBA, Bart, as we discuss the Kevin Durant situation, he had to apologize for a Twitter beef that he had through DMs, which is a private conversation with actor Michael Rapaport, who is, you know, again, Rap's known to be a guy that likes to spark controversy, just stir it up on Twitter. He likes to, as we say, talk trash. You know, that's his thing. And he and KD got after it after KD didn't like some criticisms that Rapaport had of him about. And actually, it was something kind of simple.
About Barkley, right?
But it got, I forget what it was exactly.
It's an interview
exactly,
with Barkley, and he answered the question kind of crazy or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Maybe that's
said,
what it was,
like,
right.
He, it's like he asked me a question with a yes or no. He should have asked me a better question if you want a better answer. You know, it's kind of like this thing where all the young guys are kind of responding to Barkley when he asks questions, and the thing is like,
because they're kind of tired of this whole,
right,
this thing about, like, I don't know who you are, who does he play for, I don't even know his name, you know.
Right, right.
So there are players that just take offense to that. Like, listen, man, I'm in the league. Like, you're going to talk about the league, you should know it.
But you're casual.
And Barkley's just trying to have fun with it. Right. But anyways, it got real nasty, though, and it got vulgar in their back and forth, which trash talk tends to do, everybody. I mean, we're all grown-ups here. I understand that when it goes public, we all get, you know, kind of taken aback by some of the words being used, but you know, these are two human beings, two grown men who were getting into it. So anyways, I don't even know if we have time for it, but Kevin Durant did issue sort of an apology.
I'm sorry that people seen the language I use. It's not really what I want people to see and hear from me. Hopefully I can move past it and get back out on the floor.
See what KD did there? I'm sorry that people saw it.
I'm sorry you had to hear that, but
now, Bart, if you were having it out with somebody in DMs,
I have.
Oh yeah, I should say if. When? How would you have felt? Like, again, we're running out of time already.
It's just tough. It's tough situation.
You wouldn't. I mean, it's private conversation.
Yeah, private conversation.
Isn't supposed to go public.
But you know that people take screenshots and where you're at. You just don't expect that from another celebrity. You expect that from a attention thirsty person. Not saying that I agree or condone anything that Kevin Durant said or the language that he used. But I'm saying is, but when you kind of go at somebody,
you gotta go.
Oh, damn it!
I know, we gotta go. Talking Yankees and what happened yesterday, and your calls as well. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.